Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2007. P.S. The less you spend, the less you need to earn. By J. Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello and welcome back to our weekly bonus episode. This is where I share an episode from another podcast in our network, an article that can also improve your life in some way. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. So with that, here's Diana reading for you and her commentary as we optimize your life.
P.S. The less you spend, the less you need to earn. By J. Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. 3 years ago, I stumbled across a passage from Mr. Money Mustache that completely changed how I view my expenses. It came from an article I had read on many occasions prior and is one of his most popular. But for whatever reason, it never hit me as hard as it did then, perhaps because I wasn't open enough to fully appreciate it at the time. Here's what it said from the shockingly simple math behind early retirement. Quote, "The most important thing to note is that cutting your spending rate is much more powerful than increasing your income. The reason is that every permanent drop in your spending has a double effect. It increases the amount of money you have left over to save each month, and it permanently decreases the amount you'll need every month for the rest of your life." End quote. Think about that for a moment. Every time you cut one of your permanent or reoccurring expenses, it increases the amount of money you have left over to save each month. But even more powerful, it then permanently decreases the amount you'll need every month for the rest of your life, provided you don't go back to it, of course. It's one of the simplest concepts in the world, yet so many of us still haven't fully understood it. And I was one of them up until 3 years ago when I stumbled across this again. And then do you know what happened? I started the Challenge Everything mission, where I went on to shave off roughly $223 per month for my reoccurring expenses and banked a whopping $5,484.07 by the time the project was wrapped up 12 months later. Amazing. And really, it's only wrapped up in terms of being a blog series, as the savings are still very much hitting my account month in and month out, further motivating me to do even more, such as finally cutting cable TV from my life, as well as hawking more stuff on Craigslist and stepping up my minimalism game. But here's the even crazier thing. It didn't affect my lifestyle a single bit. In fact, it actually improved it. Not only did cutting stuff out help me appreciate all that I had more, but it also gave me a better sense of pride and confidence, knowing that I was finally optimizing my expenses once and for all as a 30-something adult, and as a financial blogger at that. If you think about the last time you switched phone carriers or called to lower your cable or insurance bills, you might be surprised how much you're leaving on the table as well, especially those you've just gotten into the habit of paying every month without even giving them a second thought. For me, one of the biggest shocks was how much we were paying for our 2 iPhones year in and year out. We were hovering between $150 and $180 a month, and because there was no way I could live without my iPhone, words many of us have spoken, I never even considered cutting it out of my life. It was just one of those things I paid for and couldn't do anything about. And then after reading that same passage from Mr. Money Mustache, I thought to myself, is there another way? Is there a different phone carrier that does the same exact stuff so I don't hate my life, only costs me gobs less? Because that would be awesome. And sure enough, there was Republic Wireless. And these days, there's even more options out there for people as the competition and wireless over Wi-Fi technology has only exploded in recent years. But the point is, what we think we can't live without is seldom true. And even when it is, there are usually alternatives that can do the same thing, but for much less. It's not always the easiest or most fun making it happen. Switching phone carriers is a bitch no matter where you transfer to. But if you're committed enough, it's well worth sucking it up for a hot minute. That initial $223 a month of savings 3 years ago have now blossomed to a total of $8,028, more than enough to max out an entire Roth IRA and halfway towards a second, and doesn't even factor in all the other benefits the savings have had on my financial and mental life. And the best part, most of these savings were from one-time actions. Just like with investing, only for your expenses. Put in the money or time and then watch the dividends or savings roll in. It's a beautiful thing. And I owe Mr. Money Mustache approximately 13 six-packs now for finally beating it into my head. Thank you, sir. I was reminded of this recently when someone told me she couldn't believe how obvious it was and that it's taken her so long to realize it. And so I share it all with you guys again today in hopes it gets you closer to that epiphany as well. Cutting out expenses from your life goes on to do two very powerful things. Number one, frees up more money for saving every month forward. Number two, allows you to need less to survive every month forward. Those who live off $2,000 a month can retire a lot earlier than those who need $10,000 a month to survive. We're all in different phases with this stuff, but let today be the time you kick it into overdrive if you know you can be doing better. And then make sure to email me with how much you're saving so I can be the first to congratulate you. I've gotten a lot of emails over the years from people challenging their expenses, and I have yet to hear anyone now say they hate their lives because of it. Ain't no one enjoys wasting away their money. You just listened to the post titled P.S. The Less You Spend, The Less You Need to Earn by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. I liked this article because it reminded me that cutting expenses is fun for the immediate results, but I often forget about how much I'm still benefiting from the choices I made years ago. For example, I reduced my housing costs over time from $1,800 a month for a cockroach-infested apartment in the bowels of Brooklyn to a $600 a month mortgage on a beautiful house in Cincinnati. There was a lot of heavy lifting and work that went into that move, but I'm going to benefit from that for many years to come. Same thing with my car. I bought a reliable used car for $6,000 cash. Because I don't have a car payment, it's something I rarely think about, but that one choice continues to benefit me on my financial journey. Now, I'm giving examples of how I optimize expenses on the big ticket items of housing and transportation because doing really well in these areas can relieve some pressure to optimize in the smaller areas. But it took me time to get here. When I first started, I was locked into that $1,800 per month lease for my apartment, and my job was still based in New York City. So while I was moving towards big ticket optimization, I was still able to benefit from things like reducing the internet bill and phone charges and food costs. So I think it's a process overall, but remember that you don't need to spend the rest of your life optimizing expenses. Often it takes a few years to implement all your changes, but you will continue to benefit from this exercise for many years to come. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.